Narayan, 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 Narayan. Chapter 9, entitled The Yoga of Sovereign Science and the Sovereign Secret. Verses 1 to 6. The subject of Jnana, knowledge, with its glory described. Sri Bhagavan said, "To you, who are devoid of the carping spirit, I shall now unfold the most secret knowledge of Nirgun Brahm, along with the knowledge of manifest divinity, knowing which you shall be free from the evil of worldly existence." Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyamyana suyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yajgyatva mokshyase shubhat. This knowledge of both the nirgun and sagun aspects of divinity is a sovereign science, a sovereign secret, supremely holy, most excellent, directly enjoyable, attended with virtue, very easy to practice and imperishable. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavetramidamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam. Arjun, people having no faith in this dharma, failing to reach me, continue to revolve in the path of the world of birth and death. Ashraddhanah purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu sansara vartmani. The whole of this universe is permeated by me as unmanifest divinity, like ice by water, and all beings dwell on the idea within me, but really speaking, I am not present in them. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina matsthani sarvabhutani na chaham teshvavasthitah. Nay, all those beings abide not in me, but behold the wonderful power of my divine yoga. Though the sustainer and creator of beings, myself in reality dwell not in those beings. Na cha matsthani bhutani pashyame yogameshwaram bhuta bhrinna cha bhutastho mamatma bhuta bhavana. Just as the extensive air, which is moving everywhere, being born of ether, ever remains in ether, likewise, know that all beings who have originated from my sankalp abide in me. Yathakashasthito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthani tyupadharaya.